Workers, this meeting is another time to reflect, regroup, and focus on what we have been doing in the past years and what we are set to do in the coming years. Amen. Amen. And very notable is that you should know that you are not here for someone else. Oftentimes when people attend meetings, they lose sight of why they are there. And so they focus on someone else, your friend, someone in the same cell, someone in the same unit, you live in the same street, you know. And you don't fall into that trap. Don't fall into that trap. You're going to spend a few days here or few hours, and just put it that way. Just make it count. Make it count. So this form of meeting, what it does for you is that it takes a form of, what do you call it? Retrospective look. To be a student of history, you must learn to learn from the past. So you look at, that's why workers' meeting is always mid-year, right? Every year, right? If I'm right. So you look at the first 6 months of the year and you look at your service to the Lord and how you have been doing it. Because it's easy to spot other people's issue. It's easy to spot what other people are doing. You know, you spot error in doctrine. The problem of Christianity in Nigeria is not wrong doctrine. It's not people collecting tithes. Stop dissolving yourself. Like Jesus said, remove the wood in your eyes before you remove the speck in another. So sometimes you have a log in your eyes. So it's easier to criticize people. You look at someone else and say, he's not preaching the gospel. That's not your problem. That's not your problem. Or you deal with yourself. You learn from yourself what you have been doing and how you have been doing it. Alright. Don't forget, judge not that you might not be judged. So again, it's workers' meeting. I don't know what I'll title it tonight, but I think we'll just call it, it's the same thing with DJV. You understand? We just give you different titles. And it's okay. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10. There's one, and when he had called unto himself his 12 disciples, he gave them power against clean spirit. What power? There's authority. Against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sicknesses or sickness and all manner of disease. But that's not where we're going to. In verse 31. Before that, in verse 5, then this was Jesus sent forth, commanded them, saying, go into the way of the Gentiles and to the city of the Samaritans. Enter ye not. To the city of the Gentiles, enter ye not. But go after the lordship of the house of Israel. As you go preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. Freely have you received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses. Don't take anything for your journey. Don't take coats, neither shoes, nor staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatever city or town you enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and abide there. How do you know who is worthy? When you come, verse 12, when you come into a house, you salute it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if not worthy, let your peace return to you. Whosoever shall receive you, that's how it's worthy. Whosoever shall receive you, whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of the city, shake off the dust of your foot, of your feet. Verily I say unto you, shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in that day. So he prepared them for what they could face. He said, don't take meats, don't take scripts, don't take anything. You just go there, you know, and do your thing. And whosoever does not receive you, just shake off the dust of your feet. Verse 31 now. Fear you not. You are more value than the sparrows. Verse 32. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I deny before my Father which is in heaven. Verse 33. Verse 34 now. Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Verse 36, and a man's foes, a man's enemies shall be they of the household. He that loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loves son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me. He that takes not his own cross and follows me is not worthy of me. He that finds his life shall lose it. And he that loses life for my sake shall find it. Can we read verse 40 together? He that receives you receives me. And he that receives me receives you. Wow. So Jesus says, I did not come to bring peace upon the earth. He said, I came to set a variance between his son and his father. He said, I came with a sword. Ah! I thought he is the Prince of Peace. He said, I am not come to bring peace. He said, daughter-in-law against the mother, one that many people have picked over the years. And they say, that's where mother-in-laws pick this from, you know. How that most mother-in-law, you know, they are always fighting the son's wife. Which I don't think makes sense. I don't think it happens every time. You are just watching too much of movies. Hallelujah. In fact, a particular sister one time said she's praying that the mother of her fiancé will die. She said, why are you praying such of Satan prayer? She said, because mother-in-law fights the wives. For God. And she will take that one from Matthew 10. I am come to set daughter-in-laws against mother. It is not in-law fights. Father against son, daughter against mother. And it's also fighting over property. just so we clear some things. So whatever is relating to us to do with him, is that I am come to put a sword so Christ can bring war. Say with me, Christ can bring war. Aha. He's the Prince of Peace, but he can bring war. How many of you? Might not be much, but I think it's be quite a number. You have had your parents strongly disagree and almost chase you out or set stuff against you because you wanted to serve Jesus. Let me see. I won. Let me see your hand very well. Who brought the war? Me? Eh? Who brought the war? Is it you? Who brought the enmity? Say the name. Who did it? Who did it? Jesus, oh my God. So Christ can bring enmity. He caused it. Don't forget when he sent them out to preach, he told them they will meet, what they will meet. He said, there are people that will not accept you. But you must not be focused on that, of course. He already told you there are people that will accept you. He said, whatever city you come into, the people will hear you, let your peace come upon the house. So you can't use that one to say, pastor, everywhere I go to an outreach, guys, is just bringing war. No. There are people that will accept you. But he's preparing them. Of course, that did not happen to them because when they came back, they said, demons are subject to us in your name. Everything happened. We cast out devils with Jesus. I didn't even think I could do it. That's what they saw. But he was preparing them. There were a lot of things that Jesus said that did not happen to them till after the resurrection. Apparently, when they were now beating John and Peter, in Acts 4, they will remember this one. I am come to bring war. That is true. They were flogging married men, people's fathers. It didn't happen in Matthew 10, but eventually happened. And it's going to keep happening. See, following Christ comes with a cost. Hallelujah. Comes with a cost. So, look at verse 38. Can we read verse 38 together very well? Are you there? Want to go? He that takes not his cross and follow after me. He's not what? He's not worthy of me. This is a statement of the gospel. He that takes not his cross. And the cross is not sickness. It's not pain. It's not being broke. I've seen people thinking that, they say, why are pastors poor? Who told you pastors are poor?
he's taking up his cross.
No, no.
So why is that brother? That brother used to serve God diligently. He can't see where. That's the only thing. That woman, she doesn't have a child. And she's serving God. I say, that's his own cross. You revive it. He's like, believe where. Have you heard that before? I believe where. If they feel something is in your life, I don't know what's in your own life, comfort, it's too much. You are just enjoying. And if you are serving God, you know, maybe you want sickness.
No, it's not sickness, it's not pain. There was no record that Peter was sick. At least if you are going to lie against Paul, that he had blindness. I don't know where some people doctored that one from. Because he said, the thorn in my flesh, they sent the messenger of Satan to befriend me. And people said, because of the light of Damascus, the light on the road of Damascus, that Paul could not see very well. Lorime. Eiburu. Hallelujah. Ajansare Dorime. That's wrong. So what is it about Peter? John? No. To take up your cross have to do with sacrifice. It means you will be opposed. There will be war. That's why it's funny when you see Christians who are giving up on their ministry because of opposition. What are you expecting? Someone who doesn't pray to love your prayer life. It's not possible. I'm not expecting someone who is not prayerful to love prayer. I'm praying for prayer meeting. I'm not expecting someone who doesn't pray to say, that's beautiful. I'm expecting war. Hallelujah. Like Bishop Oyedepo said, when you bow to opposition, you lose your position. Call it whatever rhymes you call it. It is true. The ministry of Christ has opposition to it. You take up your cross. Nice, see what he's talking about. He that finds his life shall lose it. He that loses life for my sake shall find it. Verse 40. He that receives you receives me. He that receives me has received he that sent me. He's talking about priority. You cannot love your daughter more than him. That's what it's saying. You cannot love your son as cute as he is. Such a cutie. You know, some people, before they get married, they love Jesus. I love you more than anything. I love you more than anyone. I love you. And they get married. And, you know, fine, you should, of course, take care of your children. If you don't, I'll probably be the first person to even talk against you. Then the love shifts. Why didn't you go on outreach? Is Bobo. He was just crying. Bobo in opposition. Hallelujah. Jesus is saying, you are going to love your father. You are going to love your mother. You are going to love your children. You are going to love your in-laws. But you are going to love him more. He says, because that, you take up your cross. Take up your cross. Some Christians, they cherish acceptance. Acceptance by friends. What would my friends say? They will now say, I'm a pastor now. They will now be calling me SU. I thought my friends were calling me SU. In secondary school. I think I was in SS1. So, we had what do you call it? Chapel prefect. Very, very, he pastors now. Pastors in Redeem. And I'd love to hear such stories. When someone started young, and they are still there. How many of you love to hear that? I love it every time. You know, because we could have people who started and stopped. That's unfaithfulness. And people think that, like we were saying today, people think that when you leave school, that you will drop the ball. You know, because of the pressure of work, pressure of life, which is, if you agree with me, I mean, faith, it's easy, you, on campus. How many of you is easy? Just go to your hostel and come back. If you don't go on fellowship, 5 people come to your hostel. Why? Because they're on your block. You follow up is so easy. They just walk to your block. Just go, and they're coming from class. Someone is already at the corridor of his hostel. You know, you are in medical school, you know that. They're just looking at you down like this. Sister, 6 o'clock.
As you are mounting your block, or your floor, and that is that, get your voice, just say, Sister Moyo, don't forget to, please come early, you. Bro, can you ask me to inform you? Say, God. But you know, when you graduate, before they can even reach your street, you get, follow up is more intense. I used to tell people that, when I was pastoring in LH, I said, this is the best time to do your follow up. See, follow up. Follow up, like, literally you are just walking, you are just enjoying yourself. Like, you can even use someone's room. That's follow through. After I hop, you true. You know, follow up, you go for, student follow up. You know, it's now that we train you not to eat in your disciples' house. That's nonsense. Do you know? Okay. How can you go to the Bible and understand the pound of yam? Then I say, man, woman manager. They like roundabout. That is, in fact, very fast, you know, I came to teach repentance. So turn around. I didn't like the prophet. He said, he expounded unto them. He expounded. Follow through, Lele. But you know, on campus, you can do all those ones. Permitted. Because if you don't eat this, where will you eat? So, people think that when you leave all schools and institutions, you just drop the ball. What took me there? Chapel prophet, when I was in SS1, who was in SS3. So whenever I see him, I've already learned honor. I used to listen to Bro Billy Akoni. Very, very early in my life, I listened to John Agee also. Not Agee, no. John Agee. It was one I taught seven kinds of people that God cannot see. I can never forget that teaching. When I was gone, I said, even if I'm not in this seven, this seven even tried. That's what I told myself. This seven we measured, they even tried. God can never even see me. You know, I used to listen to, but they were men that were also very key on honor, very key on regard, especially for ministry gifts. So when I saw, every time I saw the chapel prophet, imagine secondary school, then I feel like this. Prostrate. Imagine SS1, prostrating for SS3. The worst you have is senior or something. You have to know. Right? Prostrating is, I don't even prostrate for some of the teachers. I just go, sensor. But when I see him, I go like this. He's surprised too. He's looking at me and say, what is happening? Does he want to beg for money? Then my friends will come. At the bank. He will come. He said, his name was Toby. So he will say, Brother Baba told me that is, I'm calling him brother and Baba at the same time. He said, is he Brother Baba Toby? So whenever they see that guy, they say, Brother Baba Toby, that he's my father and my elder brother. But you know, that is not determined from that honor. From that honor. Jesus says, you have to take up your cross. So I said, you can't afford to cherish acceptance by friends. That's what I'm coming from. And so, I learned to do without friends' acceptance and to just do what is right. You don't want to talk about Jesus or talk about what your church is posting. You don't want to talk about it on social media because you feel what will my friends feel, what will my friends say. You don't talk about Jesus in your house because you feel, what will my mom say? Let me just be doing this way. Jesus says, you're not taking up your cross. You can cherish familial acceptance above Jesus. I'm talking about family, your father, your mother. And these are the basics of Christian faith. I learned this as young as 14, 15. That's quite some years ago. I learned this as young as 14. I recall going to Kogi. Now, I'm not saying you should do this. I went to Kogi at 17. And I didn't tell my dad. Because I know if I told him that I'm going to Kogi, of course. Sometimes if I tell them I'm going to Bere, we say no. You know Bere, anybody? From Challenge to Bere, we say no. Sometimes I'm just going from Anfani to Ososani. You know about very well. Anfani, this is Anfani. Two streets after it is Ososani. We say no, stay at home. I don't want to see you go anywhere. Imagine I telling him I'm going to Kogi. And that conference, I must attend it. I sold bread so that I can attend that conference. You get the point. I was just guys,
I sold bread well. Plenty. I'll go to the bakery, Mobolade. I will get plenty bread. I will go to junction where they are staying Akara. Because I wanted to register for conferences. What have you said? Here is package. Have you? They order for your jollof rice. I didn't order it. I said I went to junction. I sat with boss. The day my dad found out. Let's leave that story for another day. The marks there on my body. The marks of Christ. So imagine I've sold bread. I've sold candy. My friends have laughed at me. In answer, I should not go for the conference. So I got to Kogi and I called him. I said, sir, I'm in a conference. I went to Kogi. He said, don't go. Come back home now. He feels I'm still at the car park. If I don't see you at home in 10 minutes, you'll be in trouble. I said, before we got here, it was like 4 hours. So 10 minutes might not be possible. Except there's a private meeting. For the next 3 days, I switched off my phone. I knew that there's nothing that will happen. It cannot kill me. I'm his son. How do I know I'm his son? Like I was telling you, if you were to adopt, he will not choose me. I'm not that fine. So I know I'm his son. You can't cherish your father's acceptance more than Christ. It's not possible. It's called a cross. I have come to set a wall. You can't expect, I'm not saying your father is not prayerful. I'm not saying your mother is not prayerful. I'm not saying your friends are not prayerful. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying when you know what is right, expect oppositions. So Christ comes first. Over friends, over family, over any relationship. Hey, my boyfriend. We had one sister like that in this church. Why did you come to church? My boyfriend said I should not come to church. Why? That street is dangerous. Ah. Abi? Yes, that's the rule, am I right? Are you the one? It's not you now. It was that the word is the shy boo. The Greek word, the shy. D-I-C-H-I-P-U. The disciple. They are disciples who are listening because they are the disciple. How can your boyfriend, not even husband, not even father, if his father will say he's the one that gave that to you, his blood runs in your veins. If it's your husband that will say he illegally married to you, right? We'll beseech him, we'll entreat him like an elder from the devil's plan. But boyfriend, where did he come from? He said, what you look good on? Boyfriend. And he said, with so much passion, with so much pride. And the boyfriend said, that street is dangerous. Your street, your life is dangerous. What's more dangerous? Devil coming near you and running the street. You cherish Jesus. You put him first. Else you turn to a disciple. Some of us are too scared. We are too scared of opposition. Because of that, you have allowed carnality to just creep in. What will my colleagues say? What will my friends say? What will my mom say? I'm here today, and my dad is in total support of the ministry. Total support. He listens to GHC meeting. And the grace of God. Hallelujah. But that would have never happened if I bowed to opposition. There would be no GHC meeting. Or maybe another that God would have raised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, persecution should be expected. Don't be scared of opposition. In fact, let me put it like this. Expect it. No, my confession is that everything goes with ease. Everything goes with ease for me. It's a lie. Expect opposition. It's not going to be a season in your life. It's part of following Christ. See, if you find out that everybody in your life just accepts you, colleagues at work, everybody likes you. All your friends like you. Your mom, your dad, your in-laws, your principal, everybody just likes you. Atheist or Muslim or Shango, everybody just, on that year, they have set your home. You have a compromise in your heart. You should check it. Everybody cannot like you. That's it. That's where following Christ comes in. Everybody cannot like you. Someone was telling me at work. He said, so person. He said, also a clinician, he said, does he like it? I said, why are you telling me? He said, no, I just feel like I can be careful around him. I said, I don't expect everybody to like me. He said,
It's not like he doesn't like you as a person. He said Justin doesn't like to be around all these Christian, all these people that if you talk about something around, they will stand up. And that's me. If you go to the common room and they start talking about, maybe the ladies talk about, I stand up. I'm talking about ladies. Do you see the shape? The epignosis I have does not see shape. Hello? You know, some Christians like to blend. They will do like they are not part of the conversation. They are like you are listening to JC Media. Ironio. It happened to happy. Unbox everything. When they look at him, if you are frowning, stand up. Well, what are you still doing there? They are gossiping about people, and you sit down there. Wow. So well, I'm not part of this though. See, as a Christian, I don't do gossip. What are you doing there? Who they go for gist? And he says something. It happened. Only God. Let me just face my own work. That's your work. And so apparently the reason why he doesn't like me is because when such happens, I just leave. I've been looking for opportunity to leave, of course, before. So I just carry my stuff and just leave that place. It's not just at work. Anywhere you find me, once you start, that's why I like prophets. Let's talk about things that, talk about how church is going down the name of Jesus. Talk about how church will be destroyed. Talk about how Barcelona will fail in life. Talk about those good things. I'll be comforted. But you see, when you start talking, I'm not saying that every time you touch just, every time the people you want to discuss with, you must be talking about Solomon, Jesus and his disciples. As we always talking, he said, is this about Jesus? No. You can't be intelligent that way. That's it. You need to know about your country. You need to know about a lot of things. So, I don't expect acceptance from everybody. It's part of following Christ. If I was not a follower of Christ, it probably would have been easier. Because you're just playing with the crowd. They're talking about girls. Come on. Talk. They're talking about ritual. Which ritual is that? Can someone be talking about which is better? And Christian, you are giving your own opinion. Where did you get this from? Ephesians? I said, me, I don't believe in using someone's child. I believe in just washing your head at night. Christian, no. So, you don't expect acceptance. You don't expect it. Everybody cannot love you. It's part of the cross. So Jesus says, you take up your cross. So there's a cross to take up. Tell yourself there's a cross to take up. There's a cross to take up. That means part of following Christ is that there are times that everything is just not easy. It's just not easy as you have expected. There's a cross to take up. Let's go to our main text. Mark chapter 10. Tomorrow, by the grace of God, I'll be teaching you a lot of things. So be prepared. Mark chapter 10. Verse 28. From verse 23, Jesus looked around about and said to his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches, verse 23, enter into the kingdom of God? And disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answered and said unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And they were astonished. We will see what he meant there tomorrow. They were astonished out of measure, saying to themselves, then who can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then Peter said unto him, lo, we have left all to follow you. We see that word, with God all things are possible. You see, it has nothing to do with miracles, it has nothing to do with God meeting your needs at all. At all. So he says, with God all things are possible. Then Peter responded by saying, we have left all to follow you. Jesus said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house, or brethren, or sister, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, or for my sake, and the gospel, he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time. Houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, and children, lands, persecution in the world, and in the world to come. But many that are first shall be last, and last shall be first.
He's saying, Peter said, we have left all to follow you. Jesus said, if you let your house, your brethren, your sisters, your mother, your wife, he said, you will receive a hundredfold. Observe that in verse 30, when he mentioned a hundredfold, he didn't mention wife.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Because he said, in this world, and also in that to come, in eternal life. It does not mean that if I leave my business, I will now receive 100 businesses.
Mm-mm.
You see, if you leave, and the word leave is actually priority. When Peter said, we have left our family, he didn't leave his mother-in-law. Didn't Jesus come go ahead to heal his mother-in-law? Answer my question now. Eh? He didn't leave his wife, literally. Eh? No.
Uh-huh.
So it's about, we have put you above, we have put you in front of our families, in front of our comforts, in front, beyond our present immediate family. We have made you first. So that word, we have left all. Because they didn't even leave their profession like some people think, or thought. They were still fishermen. That was why they can still find their boat. They could still find their boat when Jesus, when they took Jesus, they said, I'm going to walk. But some people claim to be disciples now, to these days. And then they leave work, they do everything. They call themselves apostles. They don't work, they don't do anything. They're looking for supernatural money. No, we have let all to follow you means we have counted you worthy of our attention more than our families, more than our careers, more than, you know, that's it. Then Jesus said, if you have done that, of course don't expect 100-fold of wives, but you can have 100-fold of fathers, brothers, sisters, lands. What is he saying? He's saying, for the cost of Christ, you left your comfort, you left your family. What will happen is that those who are not your natural siblings will now call you brother. Those who are not your natural biological parents, you will now call father. Why? He puts the solitary in families. We've had people who in the natural have lost their parents, who are orphans in the natural. But in the family of God, they've got fathers. They've got brothers. Hallelujah. We have people who are the only children of their parents. But today, they say, you are my brother. Not as a statement of the tongue. Hallelujah. Not a statement you make from the tongue, but a true brother. I can say, Damola is my brother. Hallelujah. And your praise God is loud. It's my brother. I say, Shola is my brother. That one, you have said that one, Abi. Fam, are you my brother? My senior brother. Faith is my brother. Hallelujah. In the natural, I have no brother. I mean, a male sibling. I don't. I would have loved to. But I don't. But I can count my brothers here. That is what we have in the gospel. So, they said, we have left all. So, there may come a time in your life that what you refer to as brother, what you refer to as friend, what you refer to as father, it may change because of the mission you have. It may change. On Father's Day, I sent my pastor a text first. And I don't care what you want to say or what you think about that. Because he is my father. Paul told the church in Corinth, he says, because like his father to a child, I have begot you with the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul had no children in the natural. But you see, the entire church of Corinth, they are his sons. His sons. So he says, Jesus is saying, this is very well, you shall leave father and mother for the gospel, for the sake of the gospel, you will receive a hundredfold. So, following Jesus has a price to it. It has a cost. It has a cost. You don't have to tell everyone what you are facing. Sister, you can't believe it. It's true what pastor said, take up your cross. You see my own cross. The tornado need it is to. My own cross is heavy. It's your own cross you are talking about. I'm using my own cross. I've told you that when you talk about what you do for the Lord, you receive your reward on the spot. You don't talk about it. You don't talk about it. It's between you and Jesus. So there's a cost. Sometimes the cost is pleasure. You sacrifice pleasure, comfort. Advantages you should enjoy. There's a cost to following Christ. I got my friend. But I think Shola knows about this. So he got a job with an oil company, multinational, and he already got it. I think I was going to be paying him what year was that? 18, I think, 19. That's 18, I think. 18. And I said, then we were going to be paying 550. Or more. Because his dad was quite, networking. 550 per month! I guess I was just collect 2 years and be doing. Oh, what are we doing? Oh, we're tired. This is what I'm going to do. Happy. Someone like Faith will stay here. He didn't close that company. He said, I'm not going to do that. They will promote me. Hallelujah. You know, and they just told him, so you have to go for 3 months. And the funny thing is, was that the week before he got the appointment, he was made a fellowship leader in his church. And he had about 70 people was pastor. So they said they were going to take him out of Nigeria for 6 months. I think 6 months to, like we continue. I told you now. To, I think Canada or something. Or South Africa. One of these, for training, 6 months. Is there a way that we will not do that? That there's something in Nigeria right now. Who's talking about that fellowship? That he can even remove his salary, which they should put in 200. That he can watch videos of the train. Now, of course he rejected it, but by the time he told his pastor said you should have gone. The pastor said you could have gone, just go and then, at least you can't remember. He said no. His heart did not go. I'm his friend. I was a pastor after that. I told him you should have gone. Because that's the truth. If you are my member, I would have told you to go. And your pastor is right. So I told you, you should have gone. The pastor was cross with him. You should have gone. Go and then come back. But I, saying that still, I envy that heart. He has not died. And he's not hungry. I envy that heart. You know, that takes some serious commitment. Some people will not even say, even my pastor would have told me. They will not say, it's not the pastor that told them to go. Even my pastor, I know my pastor would have told me to go. I'm coming back. It's not like I'm going forever. Even if you're your pastor, would you go? That act. I looked at him, I said, the mother called me. You guys talk to yourself. You had better tell him right now. If you know what I did to ensure. It is answering him to the mother. And I became tennis ball. They tell her that nothing will happen, I will get another one. Tell her that, okay, if I get another one, I will go for that one. Like, tell her. Like, tell her yourself, it's your mother. But I saw that out of gold. Wait, I want to ask you a question. Do you think Jesus was impressed? I mean, this guy looked at 70 lives and he let go of an advantage that was normal. He said, there are still Muslims that just got saved among them. And someone else done, he said, I don't want someone else to do it. He said, I don't want someone else to do it. He said, I know that if I go, I'll come back. He said, I know that someone else will take care of them very well. Preach will teach them, they will grow. He said, but the issue is I don't want someone else. He said, God bless your heart. Hallelujah. There's a cost. Sometimes you are tired. Some of you sitting right here. The only thing you want right now in life is a bed and fan. If they give you $1 million, you don't collect. They can play. Then there was bed. You tell me to do prayer festival. So sometimes you let go of comfort. I've been walking all week. I've been trying to do clearance and I've been sweating. I still went to work today. Or is it for the cost of following Christ? There are some things you just put them aside. They are secondary. The second pleasure, comfort. It is an inconvenience. When you are inconvenient, that is when you know what you are really convinced about. When things are not working fine for you, you look at it and everything does not seem to just, that's when you now know your true convictions. You cannot know your priorities when you are in comfort. There's money, everybody is supporting you, you are just, you have data. Some people's problem in life is data. You have data. Everything is just, you can't know priorities. Okay? So what's your priority? You say Jesus. But when there are contrary winds, when God's will
and God's call upon your life when it comes in conflict with your dreams, with your career, with your comfort, that's when you know your true conviction. You have family, you have career, you have relationships, but Jesus is saying you must not love them like you love me. So there's a cost to it. While you are having the same plans as your colleagues at work, you now make them secondary. It's the same plan, but it's secondary for you. It's not a must for you. You are ready to let any of the plans go if that's what the gospel demands. If that's what the gospel demands. I was talking to a junior person at work. He said, Pastor, are you not going to travel out of the country? I said, what exactly? I don't know why people just talk about traveling out in that loot. One day, I just pray that you one day you don't go to loot and you don't find any doctor. You don't get there and say, is someone here? And you hear, is someone here? You hear your head go back. Because the way people are running papers. Pray for Nigeria. Oh. I work well. I said, no. You hear not at all? They're all about vacation. I said, well, possibly. I still plan to visit Arsenal, Emirates Stadium, watch a few games, with faith, as protocol. I will now time it to Arsenal Chelsea, where we wire them. Hallelujah. Why are you saying like an unfaithful person? Saying praise God. I said, I can go vacations. I take vacations every year. Huh? Even though it's once. In vacations. At least I take break for ministry. I just take time to rest. Because you're not machine. So take up your cross. So while you have plans, the same thing with people of your age. If you're an American, call it the American dream. To be able to fend for your family, I think that's the dream. At the black ones. At no cost, you are comfortable. That's the American dream. Everybody should be. And people have marketed that dream as the gospel. You have the same plans. There's nothing ungodly about having good plans for your career. It's not ungodly. If it lies within your power, run your masters. Eh? If it lies within your power, your PhD. It's good. Well, while you have those plans, you don't make them rigid. They are secondary to the call of God in your life. So Peter said, we have let houses, we have let lands, and yet they still receive koboko in Acts 4. So you must expect opposition. Have you ever been stoned on outreach before? Stoned. I've been stoned. Have you ever, nobody has put pepe on you before? Everyone, pepe. Pepe, that one choke. You might not be evil. Pepe is not far from your house. Maybe because some of them are dirty. I don't know where. How did you get this fresh one? The one that, you know when you wash pepe and you, I'm a jata. I have removed all those things. The water. My God. I told you I dare upon my body the mass of Christ. Literally. My God said, you are welcome. We have even been waiting for you. I thought the gospel is receiving open doors. I thought it's open doors. They opened the door, true. They opened doors for the gospel. He said, check who opened it. They opened it. He said, we have been expecting you. You are welcome. Oh. But I had the day. Oh. He said, face me and face you. Yeah, Musbo, for that every day, Musbo! I say, wow, the gospel has a free cost in this house. I say, it's Pepe that has a free cost. They blended it already. Thank God that I saw the first dose. Jesus said, you shake off your feet. Eerie. That happened like 3 times, different places. But would that stop me from preaching the gospel? No. Pepe. No. So there are persecutions. Don't complain. There's no costless service. There's no service to God that does not cost. They beat Peter and John after they had left all. And after they beat them, they didn't go to social media and say, just flogged for Christ's sake. Not on your back like this. Just flogged. Say this one. What's that? What's that? Yeah. IG Live. This one. Can you guys hear? Welcome, Broshola. I see you. Comment if you can hear me. This one. You will not comment. Such a brother. Wow. This is an example of faith. It's an example of Micah. it out. They didn't go on social media. They went to rejoice. How can they flog you on our church? And when you got back to give reports, you are doing, glory to God! Woo! And so you say, how many were saved? But you don't want to know. They really don't want to know. Glory! Woo! What happened? Oh, they flogged you. They flogged you. You see the decay. No. Don't believe that. They won't come to church. They go to their houses. Sister, I don't know. I give report. See, I will explain to you my tomorrow. I want to see church now. It's not possible. It's not possible. If you know what, if you know what happened, man, you will not say you want to see me now. You can't see me now. I don't know you. You can't see me. That's no, Yanni. Oh, no, day. I can't see you now. But the church, now do like hero. You look at everybody. They flogged all these people at all. See this star whoop. She doesn't even look like someone that has been flogged before. I'm a greater minister of Christ, soldier of Christ than you. So, Sunday after service. So why were you not in our church before yesterday? As pastors thought, we endure hardness as soldiers of Christ. Yes, you say by the grace of God. Hi. Oh well, ADGT, Mina. I was flogged. No. They didn't even announce it. Imagine you were flogged in our church and you didn't tell anybody. That's what happened. They just acted as nothing happened because it's actually part of following Christ. It's actually part and parcel. So there's no free service. There's a cost. You know, we like to hear, he died and rose again. He died and rose again. He lives for me. His death is my life. I will never die again. I mean, what's that song? I will never die again. You sing, what's that prophet song again? Eternal life, only rivers of joy. No fear, I have the spirit of the Lord. You see, it's not a good sound. I'm a child of God, born of the resurrection. That's what you want to hear. That's my reality. What of I am a servant of God who has a fellowship with his suffering? That's what Paul taught. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Learning something? Waiting for you there. Verse 28. We're going to do 28 and 29 together, everybody. Are you there? 1, 2, go. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. For unto you it is given, not only to believe on him, but what? To suffer for his. For you it is given. It's part of your inheritance in Christ to suffer for his sake. What are our inheritance in Christ? So we are forgiveness of sin. We are accepted and beloved. Hallelujah. Our sins are not carried against us. We are children of God. We've got a spirit of God. We've got the gift of the spirit. What else do we have? We suffer for his sake. It's part of the inheritance we have in Christ. To suffer. Paul sought the Lord. He sought the Lord to remove his persecution. He said the first time, the second time, I sought the Lord to remove it. God said, my grace is enough for you. As to God's answer. Because it is part of the call. It is part of the call to suffer, to be beaten, to be stoned, sometimes to be left dead. So serving the Lord will cost you your comfort. Why didn't you come to church? It was raining. Did you listen to yourself? No, listen to yourself and see how much of a fool you sound. It was raining. Oh, there's an ebony cover over every other person that came. No, they didn't see the rain. It was only raining in your house. You know, every other person, as I was coming like this, there's a cloud of glory. You know, he just stood over me and said, no, sun is just shining on me. Rain everywhere. Listen to yourself. If you are the pastor, which you will never be where you are going, if you are the one taking the prayer, if you are the one taking the songs, you can't even do it. Maybe the one taking the song in that manner. You understand, dude? At least the eyes are not blind. That prophet, you understand. You know. You shall not blind. If you can sing, you need it. I will lead next week. If I were you in music, that person will not, before that person will lead a song, it should remain 1 month for Jesus to come. And as long as I don't know when he's coming, might not happen. He's not on forgiveness. He's, we can't rely on him. Hallelujah. Yeah, prophet, you're not giving me something against that.
When is Jesus coming again?
Don't go and use this.
When is Jesus coming again? Eh?
Say, no man knows the hour.
Okay.
There you have your answer. Rain. Won't it stop? Even the rain of Noah stops. Not bomb blast. Oh. It's bomb blasting already. A pastor will tell you to stay at home. I'll be wicked to say, hey, is that John? Soldier of Christ. He's going to tell you no. Rain. So they are fighting at that entrance of us. Go and pass another entrance. They call your name in the fight. They say they are looking for you. Are you MC Olomo? Pass another road that there is no fight. Yeah, that one is long. Can you hear yourself? No, there is flood in front of our street. Enter it. Or pass the waters. Moses is your mate. Joshua is your mate. Elijah. You the doctrine go come. He smokes the water with his mantle. Not burn the water away. Part you to part gutter. It's more like that. You're not even living in Lekki. Hallelujah. See the excuse. And just, you can't part with comfort. Any little rain, you cover yourself under blanket. You cannot pray. And I say your disciple is a disciple. He will see go burn down from that disciple. Before you know it, it's just deep. First, but that deep. Why? When men were praying for their disciples, you were under that blanket. Why say Instagram? Like. Letter for 10. You are just a Christian that the devil is looking at and saying, this guy is stupid. There's a cost. There's a cost for it. There's a cost for it. Times when you miss things that would have given you real cash. It will pay you. Was that not what David said? He said, I will not give unto the Lord what will not cost me anything. Because he knew that serving God or ministering to the Lord will cost you something. Will cost you something. That's cost some people their jobs. It will cost you something. It will cost you comfort. It will cost you relationships. Luke 14. Luke chapter 14. We are going to Matthew. We are going to Mark. Let's look at Luke. Luke 14. And verse 26. Are you learning something? Let's read together. Read it, I tell you to stop. If any man come to me and does not hate his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yes, his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Wait there. So who is a true disciple of Christ? Can you see that some people that you are calling disciples, they are not disciples. Am I the one that defined it? Jesus is defining a disciple for you. A disciple takes the gospel of Christ above his own life. So you need to ask yourself too. Am I a disciple of Christ? Says he will hate his own life also. His mother, his father, his wife. Honey, before honey comes Adonai, comes Jesus. Honey, sweet pie, cockroach, whatever you are. Honey, can we just not go for prayer at the gym tonight? Where's your baby face, man? Then slap your baby face. Talk over. Don't tell me! I'm your husband. How do I mean? Husband too. The same church.
Darling, I was just thinking that I'm tired. I was thinking that I'll just please a call to Sister Dora just to take an excuse that we may not be available. What do you think?
I've also been thinking it, Daddy. I've been thinking that, I don't know, when is the next prayer rally again? For every time you miss out on what God is doing, listen now, you prepare yourself for a next miss. For every time you miss a prayer meeting, you are slowly preparing yourself to miss another. You miss a retreat, you are preparing observe. If you observe something, observe those who, if you are the one to, you have never missed a service before. When you miss one, very frequent or very near, you miss another one. Except you have to now take a very solid stand. Observe those who come late. If you are the one too. You don't used to come late before, but the first time you came late, very close by, you can't late again. Until you have to tell yourself that, no. Or someone has to stand against you and say, you stop that. You will keep repeating it. It's a trophy. City walls don't come in a day, not even Jericho. You march around the seven. And me, Jesus said, see, you will prefer me above your wife. I will cook your best meal, oh, so cook it for your father. My father, that's rude. If you are rude to Jesus,
I'll be rude to you. Sweetheart, I was thinking that, we are going to that place tomorrow morning. That site I told you about. How about we just miss this one, we'll attend the next one. See my husband.
I knew you're a God-fearing man. In Luke 14, in Jesus' words, my husband, who is a brother in Christ. Brother. Change his name to brother. Let him, say my quick. Brother, oh well. Sorry, not you. Emi Shola. Roshola, sir. It's prayer vigil. And Bible instructs us to. See, if you are an husband, let me tell you this, and you're a wife. Your duty to Jesus supersedes your duty in your marital union. Your obligation to Jesus comes first. First. He says, he has to hate, and I've taught you that, the word hate, right? In this instance, is he outright hatred? Preference. That's 27. Can we have 27 together now? So let's do 26 to 27 together again. If any man, and hates not his father, and mother, and wife, and children, and brothers and sisters, yeah, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever does not bear his cross, and come after me, he cannot, for which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first, and count the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it. Verse 29. Mocking, verse 30, saying, this man began to build, and he was unable to finish it. He said, if you are going to build a tower, won't you sit down to count the cost? The word count there means to consider. So, serving the Lord costs. That's to ensure you don't fail Christ. Serving the Lord costs us something. Jesus says, you will sit down and count the cost. I think we have it in a topic now. Count the cost. You have any teaching like that? Okay. Count the cost. Or counting the cost. Faithfulness, I've always said, is what you do to the end. It's not in the past. It's about getting to the end. Count the cost. So that you don't start and stop. Sit down, count the cost. There are things that you will let go. There are things I love as a child. Hey, you don't want to hear the things I wanted to be. And they were not things I wouldn't have achieved. I was close to getting some of them. I already got some. I had to drop. I don't think I would even be in this country. At all. It's part of the cost. I'm giving an example. It's part of the cost. You look at it and consider. If this is part of following Christ, then I'm ready to give it up. Count the cost. Whatever you cannot give away is the Lord of your life. Whatever you cannot trade for anything, let me tell you, that is what is in the throne of your life. I taught you yesterday, Abby. How many of you learned something from that teaching? Count the cost. Now times of high, the times things will be low. Times when what you're doing will be received of men, and times when you'll be stoned. It's a mixed bag. It's a mixed bag. Count the costs. It may be family, it may be career. Count the costs. And that's why I want to say this, and instructively so. This is Glorious House Church Workforce. Never ever in your life mock those who have left something to serve God. Those who are probably, for example, I know of a man who left his PhD to go to the village, became a farmer, because he wanted to pioneer a ministry there. Never ever mock their decisions. They laid something down to follow Christ. There's a cost. The famous Catherine Kuma. How many of you know Catherine Kuma? You should know Catherine Kuma. As the first ever minister of the gospel to be heard on radio. She's a woman. The cost was her marriage. She got married. She saw it wasn't working because she was she was immersed. She didn't get married first for a long time. A long, long time. Then she got married and said, what's this? Then she got divorced. What a minister of the gospel. What a minister of the gospel. Andrew Womack was an usher in Kitchikuma service.
giving history. You know, Roma? Boregin spoke so highly of her. There's a cost. There's a cost. Boregin also had a cost. As popular as you say, Kenneth E. Hagin, he never left America once to preach. I gravely, you will tell me, and I think I will agree, that Boregin, Reverend Hagin, has the best selling books in Christian literature. I believe in visions. Mention them. The Holy Ghost and His gifts. Mention them. That's best selling books. You have what you say.
I say, Pastor, where are these books coming from? No worry.
Yet, would you not believe that this man never left America? You think the issue was money? Or you think the issue was invites to preach? No. But regardless of your ambition, there's a cost to following Christ. There's a cost. So what is it costing you? I'm telling you boldly, explore your career. Be the best in what you are doing. Explore it very well. But exalt the Lordship of Jesus. And when they come in conflict, put Jesus first. Put Jesus first. Jesus said, count the costs and do it daily. There's no consecration that is once and for all. The consecration you had last minister's retreat. You know, it didn't last you till now. There's no once and for all consecration. Consecration is daily. That's the secret. It is what you do every day. It's what you do every time. So, you must know that we share the same Savior, but we don't share the same sacrifice. We don't share the same consecration. You have to run your race. You have to count yours, and let me count mine. So don't compare yourself to another person. Don't compare to another person. Say, well, bro, so. No, see, leave, I tell the cell leaders every time, leave what so is doing in the cell. It's your work. Abi, school of ministry student. Eh? As you told school of ministry student today. Abi, today. Leave what another person is doing. Face your work. Or like children will say, face your front. We share the same stuff. We don't share the same sacrifice. We don't share the same consecration. We don't share the same commitment. Count the cost. Sometimes it's friends. So you lose some friends. In quotes. You lose some deals. You gain some. You gain some friends. You also gain some other deals. But just be ready to exalt the Lordship of Jesus. And just know, I'm telling you now, I've said it before, that for every excuse you give, there are 7,000 people who will do the same thing in that situation that you are. I cannot come, it's raining. See, Jesus has 7,000 people who are going to sing to His name. 7,000 people who are going to do protocol. 7,000 people who are going to clean the church. 7,000. Elijah said, I am the only prophet left in Israel. That's not Baal. To Baal. Better preserve me now. I said, who told you so? Imagine the shock he would have received. Say, I'm the only prophet left, so he goes to allow Jezebel. I was telling Broadway yesterday. How I taught him teach years ago. When Jezebel comes near. Tell him that. For him, excuse. He said, I'm the only one, oh. God, you better preserve. Jezebel, you will have no prophet left. God said, who told you so? I have 7,000 men. They are not even hiding in caves. 7,000 prophets. Who have not bowed their heads to Baal. For every excuse you give. Oh, I cannot come to church. And this is happening. That is happening. Count the costs. You are a worker. Even the phrase worker. I don't think it's a good phrase. Let me tell you. Let me do a quick test for you. It's already is that aberration now? Huh? What's an aberration again? Something that is wrong. Thank you. It's already an aberration to say join, telling someone to join the workforce. It should naturally come to every disciple of Christ. Telling you today, have you joined the workforce? Join now. It's already wrong. It's a wrong doctrine. Hallelujah. It's a wrong doctrine. Say, have you joined the workforce? Join. No, join. He's not a disciple of Christ. A disciple of Christ knows that he is a servant. He just says, you have to prepare me before your own life. Else, you are not my disciple. You have to take up your cross. That's when you are my disciple. So, it's good to know who you are in Christ. But you must also know whose you are. You belong to Him. You must count the cost. Sometimes you lose many things. Count the cost. You know what Paul said in 1 Timothy? He said, there is no soldier that entangles himself with the things of this world. I love the way Amplified puts it. He says, You don't find any soldier pricing things in the marketplace when the war is going on. Imagine there's war. Soldier says, I really want to buy orange. Yeah, Colonel Sanders. Sir, where are you?
Yabba.
What are you doing?
Munnojin Sinisa. That's not a soldier.
There is no soldier that wars,
that entangles himself with common things. Then he says, endure hardness like a soldier of Christ.
Where is that old religion? When people knew they were soldiers of Christ. When people knew that there were things to let go. There were things that, even if you love it, tell me if it has happened to you before. You want to do it. It is, and this will affect my Riaza time. When I was in school, I learned how to manage my education with the call of God. And I knew that that was going to stop me from being the best. Even though I don't think I have the brain of being the best graduate student. Apologies to myself. I don't think I have the brain. Maybe I'm more with Daku.
But I had to just step aside. I said, I'll just pass. I'll pass every course. I'll pass well as much as lies within my power. And I had a lot of A's. When I looked at it, my course stuff, I had more A's. I had more C's. I had C's in university. And I think that's a good thing. Don't you think so? Even though it's B that is spent most. I had more A's than C. That shows you I'm a good student. So what did you not graduate with? That's part of the course you have to let go. That means that you want to reach for it, but you know, these are. You say, hey, who did affect the quality of my life? The life is for Jesus. Because at the end of the day, you will take your last breath. And that's the truth. One day. And you will come face to face with the one that told you that you have to put his life above your life. Myriad Bunke calls it the revival of the last hour. Let me tell you what he meant. He said, why not live your life like every hour is the last hour? Like, if they told you that it was your last hour, how would you have God? Are you thinking about what he's thinking at? So they asked him in an interview, they said, why did you just go around all of Africa? And then I asked around too. And I'm not getting to you about and one. He went to Ekiti, he went to Calabar, went to almost everywhere in Nigeria. How many of you need that time? Some of you are not even... You need that time when it came. How many of you... who else knows? You know, okay. I can see the age of the wood. You know, I attended this meeting in Liberty Stadium. Now I'm about to be Stadium. There was almost a stampede. My dad lost me in the crowd. He came to collect Bible. Let's leave that one. Okay, so, and they asked him, they said, how did you get that? Where did you get the zeal? He said, it's called the passion power. The revival of the last hour. He said, what do you mean? He said, I live my life every hour like this is the last hour. So if you knew that this was the last hour, how would you have served God? You come as a Christian. They'll be in church. Throughout. These days are glory days. You know, that's my favorite time, Abby. This time are glorious. God, I pray for the nations. Come on, go with the Lord. I pray for the nations. Kenya, the gospel is traveling in you. I pray for every minister of the gospel in Nigeria. Why? Because it's the last hour. Read the streets. I said, Jesus. He did not say, please now, there's no time. Please now. At least I will know that he saved one. Please. He accept. Another person. Jesus is son of God. I know. Do you know, you really know? The revival of the last. How would you live your life? So consecration is hourly. Paul says, there's no man that wars that entangles himself with the things of this life. Endure hardness. Hardness is hard. Sometimes you have your personal challenge. And Jesus says, come, there's work. We are preaching. We are teaching. There's teaching meeting. There's prayer meeting. Oh, you are going through something. Sometimes you are even sick in the body. I thought it was a prayer meeting, I felt like that. I was actually very, very sick. Very, very sick. My eyes were heavy. You know, that kind of sickness. My legs were shaking, I was running temperature. And I said to myself, I said, even if I'm going to die, there's no chance to die in a prayer meeting. So I took the bus. I went there. I said, "Brother, is it there?" It will be written. He died praying. What? What? Such a paragraph. After everything, I said, "He died praying." I said, "Ah, I didn't like that one." Oh, he died sleeping. How does that sound? He died. It's good too. Hallelujah. I said, "Pastor, don't talk about death. Don't talk about death. It's closer than yesterday." And that's the reality. As you say, every TGIF, every Monday motivation, death is closer. You will live longer. You will live longer. I hear amen. Ah. You live longer. Your health is preserved for the gospel. But you can't deny it. Happy birthday! Happy birthday! My sister, God bless you! One more year closer. Year closer. The pastor, what you are saying that you're not celebrating birthday again. That was what did the old time people. When they are celebrating birthdays, they go on outreach. How many of you grew up to know that? Jesus. When people are celebrating birthday, I knew they'll be going to preach. They'll go to orphanages. That is what that people do today for clout. That's how to start with children. Say hello to camera. So that I can know that it's an orphan. Yeah, hello. That was the orphan. What I would do for me? As I have given Indomie now, I should say, camera, this is Indomie she gave me. Thank you. That was class. My mom used to go to motherless baby zone every birthday. I didn't understand why, but she used to go to motherless baby zone. Teach them church songs. Count the cost. Because time is running thin. You must know how to serve God in spite of whatever is happening to you. Pray for me as a close. You see, sometimes you may not like people's doctrine, but some of them are the most sacrificial people. Go and read about Ebony, PhD holder, the University of Lagos. Read about Pastor Kumuyi. Read about Bishop Oyedepo. Whatever you like to say, these men have sacrificed a lot. Why would Pastor Ebony be writing private jet? I know what should he do. Trek. He's trying to Canada. Someone has he has churches in over 170 nations. He says he's not buying private jet. If they're disappearing, I will buy it. I don't have churches in 170 nations. Now they should not have private jet. It should be going to the economy with you. Go and read this issue and see the cost. See the cost of what you are seeing now. Nights of prayers. Times when the knees are bent. And you are talking rubbish. Count the cost. But we want to be a mighty minister of God. You want to go on outreach and see the sick healed. You want to go on outreach and just say, as I just said, be healed in the name of Jesus. You want that disciple to say, you think it's good? I don't understand it. Do you know the cost? Do you know the cost? You know the cost? It's prayer power. And because someone asked me that question in Unilag like that year, how did you do this thing? I said, go and pray. It was in this fellowship that they used to hold it in faith. Remind me, this fellowship that was close to Jaja. There's this woman, that's close to that Jaja. One woman conference hall. What's the name? Women's Society. There's a fellowship that used to hold something there every Sunday. He was their Bible study secretary. So I had a meeting at Lagofa, I think you were there. So we had a deaf ear open. He's a known deaf person in Unila. So the deaf ear was unstopped. Then the guy came to me after the meeting and said, "How did you do it?" You know, he was happy. He wasn't confronting me. How did you do it? I don't know. Maybe I've been trying to do it since though. But it was just normal. We are using for practice class. I said, just pray. But you see, that just pray. What all the people that did not attend the meeting don't know is that I walked Unilag 40 times that night before. You used to see me. Because ONU is quite bigger than Unilag. Way, way bigger. So with my first night, like I remember walking it. Whoom! And I was done walking around the school. I said, yeah. You dare not try that anything. The night will come. The morning will come before you walk around once. I said, this school is finished. This school and Alliance Day is the same thing. Sorry, my Alliance is my secondary school. This school and my secondary school is the same thing. I walk around 40. Then I come and say, yield in Jesus' name. And you think it's not the yield. It's not everywhere. Count the cost! Times of prayer, times of fasting. Often they see any. Times of fasting. On fast, on sip tea. On taste the video. And you're fasting. I didn't know where my disciples are not doing this thing. You, video. Video Lord. What's that one that, brought away like? Lifting. Don't say like you don't like it too.
His name just came forth to my mouth. Lifting.
Shawarma!
This is the one I looked at. Count the cost. Count the cost. It's sacrificial. So I encourage you tonight. Don't give up. What you're doing for the Lord, continue. Continue. I told you the difference yesterday in that teaching. What does the devil really want? Abi? Eh? And the difference between diligence and what? Faithfulness. Be faithful. Be faithful. What you are doing for the Lord, just continue. Those lives will change. Those lives will change. That cell will grow. Your ministry will be established. Keep praying. Stay there. It looks shameful to the world. But Jesus is counting a joy. There'll be joy on your inside. Stay faithful. Count the cost. This is what we have been called to do. Things may not go smooth, but we'll keep going. Just stop here in the beginning. Things may not go smooth, but we'll keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Tell yourself, keep going. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't stop. Never ever take a break. Don't stop doing it. Don't stop preaching. Don't stop praying. Don't stop fasting. Don't stop. Take the course tonight. Relationships that will be lost. Relationships that will be gained. Things you will sacrifice. Count the cost. But in everything you do, don't stop. Don't stop. Every man that God has used, they had their own cross. They had their own cross. Rejection. Isolation. Failure in the natural. They had their own cross. They had their own cross. Jesus said, take up your cross. The disciple is one that takes up his cross. Take up your cross. Carry it. Carry it. Shun the path of the world. And go with Jesus. Take up your cross. Take up your cross. I'm beseeching you tonight. I'm begging you. Count the cost. Count the cost. God is not faithful to forget your labor of love. He will reward you in due time. Can you just pray for yourself tonight? Just pray for yourself tonight. We want to strengthen ourselves in the place of prayer. To be true soldiers. To be true disciples. I'm pretty much tired. I'll take up my cross and serve you. I'll take up my cross. Take this.
I follow you to the end. I'm drawing out, yes. It might be hard. How do you continue? I put you first. I put you first. I put myself. I put you first. There's no stupid soul in my ass. There's no stupid soul in my ass. You are my strongest desire. So put the tip number to Abada. That nigga is just a fa. He must do. And I'm going to go to the bush. 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 How you want to pay? Count the cost. I'm a big fan.
2021 and beyond. I found the boss. I found the boss.
That have not been there before. It's the most concentrated meeting you can have in local church. You know, even in ministers' retreats, we have people, workers of Glorious House Church come around. But you see this one, we know the people that are coming. Hallelujah. You can't just troll him. We had one man join us the other time. I told you to tell him, it's not service. Go home, sir. And that shows you how delicate this meeting is. You're going to pray for that person. You won't make Jesus' plan secondary. It's subtle. You just make Jesus second option B. Just put him in the back seat. That when you find your plan and God's will conflict, you will choose God. That can only happen by prayer. I'm telling you the secret now. That when your plan and God's plan completes, you will see it. It's something to see it. Seeing it, it's something already. And you'll be able to see it. Not just seeing it now. You will choose him. Pray for that person.
We have 2 minutes to play that one. 2 minutes. Many, many people's faith are being strengthened tonight. You have a refinement. Solid. You know something that fits you. Oh yeah.
Have much time tonight. You have many things to do tonight. Can you pray for that person again? Oh, pray for yourself. This one's personal. Yes. You saw the prayer we started with. Anna. Abi. For you to know that this is not with the Rubio. Anna. Yeah, Shiloh. Hallelujah. Shiloh Lawao. And in Shiloh, you must go with answers. You must go back with answers. That means when you leave this meeting, you should be able to know that something has changed. Priorities have changed. You will find God's will easier to do. You will find God's plan easier to work in. Things that you are going to so I'm doing, I know this. You will find it easy to serve God and you will find joy in it. And when you pray, the devil will not have the peace. I told you that yesterday. There are people that have started well. We even knew doctrine. They knew the power, but they moved to the power of God. I saw you, I told you the video I saw. The person, youth pastor, from youth pastor to G-boy. He now has things to the head with piercings, you know, with bottles. Youth pastor. You can't say you have not seen any of that in your life before. It shows you that no man is immune. You pray for yourself. Jesus. Jesus, help me to stay in the center of your will. If there are places, listen, brother. If there are places that will make me miss it, let me miss those places. You are saying, I'm praying CSE prayer now. It's not biblical. Stay biblical. It's not biblical. Is it biblical to miss God's will? So when you are praying that you don't want to miss it, it's biblical. If there are places that will go that will make me miss out of your will, or miss out on your will, on your plan for my life, may I miss those places. If there are jobs that will make me not serve you again, that will take away my focus, let me find another job. Make me miss that opportunity. If there are friends, take me away from them. Will you pray for yourself now? So that there will never be a time that I am against the gospel. There will never be a time that he used to serve God. That will not happen. Whatever, what? The righteousness of Christ will never be in my past. He is before me like a prince. The mandate of Christ will never be in my past. The preaching of the gospel will never be in my past. My sons will not be in my past. My walking in the spirit. Flowing with the things of the spirit. It will never be in the past. Pray for yourself. Sanctify yourself in the name of God right now. It will never be in the past. Whether I'm praying for you, see. Whether I'm praying for you, don't make it a suicide. Don't take it da. Dimica, Dorati, Orwell, Damola, Daniel, Michael, Faith, Hope, Joy, Shola. Deborah, Esther, Omohu, Michel, Ezekiel, Yetunde, Promise, Wumi, Judith, Deborah, Moyo, Camille, Reed, you know Miss Gosweet, Ruth, you know Miss Gosweet, they are prepared. I pray for you. The
I'm not going to pray. Are you praying? Oh, you're tired.
Never despise the work of ministry. Never despise the work of ministry. Never despise serving the Lord. Never despise it. Don't look down on it. Don't treat it as optional. Let us sotina prahandosi. The labor is real, but so are the men. So are the men. So are the men. So is the eternal value it brings. Kinom daha jambra hegediza. Lebot frekidis demand the toes at the bar. And my grace is enough for you. My grace is enough for you. My strength is made perfect weakness. So when there are conflicting winds, when there are contrary winds, you must learn to drive your roots deeper. Learn to drive your roots deeper. You drive it deeper in the place of prayer. You drive it deeper in the place of opposing opposition. You go against the tide. You roll against the tide. Lead the sand the pagos. And so when there are contrary winds, you know what to do? You preach more. Lead target zanon, you pray more. The supreme and you flow in the gift of the Spirit more. Those are times for more joy. Those are times for more tongues. And those are times for more acts of power. Let it thumb the letter cash. The thumb the heart. Let bro back the same man the leadership. For except the Lord built a house, the labor in vain that built it. Except the Lord watch a city. Oh, it's a brilliant vein. Brilliant vein, those who watch it. So my God, watch out. Watch out for opportunities posing to be your God. Watch out for opportunities posing to be your God. Watch out for relationships posing to be your God. For the service of God is the light. In the service of God is the light of God. I'm going to show you the way to go. I'm going to show you the way to go. But stay in service. Stay in work. Stay in work. For there's work to do and work shall you do. Man of God, there's work to do. The labor is real and so are the men. And if you give me your hands, I will lead you. If you give me your heart, I will stay there. If you give me your tongue, I will make men yield to the gospel through it. If you give me yourself, I will walk in yourself. So let us walk together. Partner with the Holy Ghost. Partner with the Holy Ghost. Partner with the Holy Ghost. Daily, daily, daily partner with the Holy Ghost. And you will see that what you thought was weakness is strength. Where you thought you had weaknesses, you will find unmatched supernatural strength. Make your service supernatural. Make your service to God supernatural. Make it supernatural. Let nothing be done out of strife. Let nothing have to be done out of natural diligence. Mere natural diligence. Serve supernaturally. Sing supernaturally. Arrange the chairs supernaturally. Usher supernaturally. Record supernaturally. Design supernaturally. Whatever you are doing for the Lord, never think it's just natural. Never think it's just ushering. It's just cleaning. No. Serve God with your spirit and serve Him supernaturally. 2021 and beyond is supernatural serving. Supernatural service. If you give me your heart, I will stay there. Tell me thanks and bless the Lord.